among men, whereby we must be saved. We appreciate each and every one of you who has taken your time tuning in this program. We believe it'll be a real blessing to you. At the end of the broadcast, we'll give you an address, telephone number, how to receive free information. Matter of fact, we're doing this broadcast live tonight, August the 19th, 2009. You know, we're at least another day closer to the coming of Yahweh. Thing is, knowing exactly when it's going to take place. You know, we've been talking about the book of Daniel, and let me say this before we get into it. We have a Father's CD called The Father's Name, and we have a CD called True Oneness, and we have literature that we send out. And if you're interested, at the end of the broadcast, we'll give you address, telephone number, how to receive free information. Now, we do appreciate Yahweh for all that He has done, and that He is still the same yesterday, today, and forever, and that He changes not. We're going to go over to the book of Daniel, 9:25. We've been talking about the pre, mid, and post, and we've been going over the different views, and you know, of course, we have just a short time to do it, but tonight, we're going a little bit farther, we're hoping this week, than we did last week. So, at the end of the broadcast, we'll give you an address, telephone number. If you have any questions, you're more welcome to call us, and then if it's long distance for you, you just call us and we'll turn around and call you right back. We do know that the book of Daniel, that Daniel's prophecy has got to be talking about Israel. Now, like we were talking about last week, you're either going to believe in the pre, mid, or post. And now I'm not even talking about those that spiritualizes everything away. To me, it's just not even no sense to even deal with that. Because, you know, I've heard the message, and if you want to spiritualize everything away, that's all right. But the truth is going to stand. But the majority of people, you're either going to be pre, mid, or post. We're teaching on this broadcast a post-tribulation. That means at the end, Yahweh will come back, and at the end, He'll come back for His assembly. This does not mean that you'll go through the wrath of Yahweh. Tribulation and wrath is two different things. But we do believe that there is a seven-year period still left. We've been through how the pre, mid, and post, how they believe. The pre believes that there are 7 years, then the rapture, a rapture, then 7 years. The mid believes usually Messiah fulfilled the first 3.5 years and there's only 3.5 left. The post usually believes that the Messiah fulfilled the first 3.5 years and then there's only 3.5 years left. But we're teaching that a post-tribulation, that means the church goes through the tribulation, but there's a 7 years that is still awaits us. That means that Israel, who Daniel was talking about, this prophecy in the 9:24, 9:25, and 9:26, and 9:27 of the book of Daniel, and not only there, but it goes into the other verses, other chapters of Daniel. It goes in the book of Revelation. The Messiah talks about this. And we're going to try to deal with some of that tonight, Yahweh's grace and mercy. We understand that Daniel's prophecy is set up on 30-day days. Now understand that. 30-day days. 30-day days. In other words, 30-day months. Every month. The Bible teaches this. The Bible teaches 30-day months. And so for us to go on and understand, matter of fact, let's start in 9:26. This is an after 3 score and 2 weeks shall the Messiah be cut off. Now this is talking about the Mashiach being cut off, but not for himself. And the people of the prince. that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary. Now, a lot of people teaches that the people of the prince is talking about the Messiah because of what it says in verse 9:25, where it talks about unto the Messiah the prince shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. Now, but if you would just study this real close, and the 26th verse says that after 62 weeks shall the Messiah be cut off, but not for himself. Then it says, and the people of the prince shall come and shall destroy the city. What city? It's talking about Jerusalem. And the sanctuary, and the end thereof shall be with a flood, and unto the end of the war, desolation are determined. Now, this 26th verse, a lot of people teaches that the Messiah is the prince of the people. If you study this, this don't work out. If you follow this prince of the people here, actually the anti-Mashiach, or known as a man of sin. But let's say it this way. Whether you believe that the 7 years is still in effect somewhere, you've got to believe that's already happened somewhere. Unless you just go spiritualize it away. A lot of people believe that a lot of this happened by, let's say it like this, by 325 A.D., it was over with. A lot of people teach that. Now, I don't really want to get into a lot of what people are teaching, but if you will study this, you will find that this people of the prince shall come and destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end thereof shall be with a flood, and the end of war, determination, or desolation are determined. Verse 27, 9:27 of Daniel. And it says, and he shall confirm the covenant with many. Now you got to understand, if this is talking about the Messiah, then the Messiah is going to confirm a covenant with many for 1 week. The problem, this being the Messiah, this 1 week, it's the last week. This would be what you would call the 69th week. This would be, actually, I'll say it like this. Excuse me, not the 69th week, but the 70th week going after the 69th week. This 1 week, you need to study this out and search this for yourself. And he shall confirm the covenant. Look up the word confirmed the covenant. When you look this up about him confirming a covenant, you will find that this word confirm the covenant is actually meaning to make a covenant strong. Or to, in other words, to make a strong covenant or to strengthen a covenant. That's how it translates in some scriptures, in some different versions of Bibles. With many for 1 week, and in the midst of the week. What week is this? This would have to be the 70th week. In the midst of the week. The midst of a week would work like this. Once you begin to look at this and understand this and study this out for yourself, you will find that the midst of the week would put you like 3.5 years. That's what the midst of the week would put you. Or, let's say it this way, it would put you 42 months. Or, what some calls time, times, and dividing of times. In other words, you'll find in the book of Revelations, you'll find the word 42 months. You'll find the word 1260 days. Once you begin to look at this and study this out, you'll find it known as time, times, and dividing of times. This is what's so important. You study, you search this out. Matter of fact, Revelations 11:2 and also Revelations 13:5 talks about 40 and 2 months. Daniel 7:25, Daniel 12:7, Revelations 12:14 talks about time, times, and a half a time. This is still, you can either use 42 months or this. Time, times, or dividing of times. Revelations 11:3, Revelations 12:6 talks about 1,203 score. In other words, 1,260 days. So you'll either find it 1,260 days, or you'll find it time, times, and dividing of times, or time, times, and a half a time. Or you'll find it as 42 months. Now, this, what we just got through telling you in the book of Revelation, the book of Daniel, that talks about this particular period of time, whether it's calling it 42 months, or it's calling it time times and dividing of times, or half a time, or 1,260 days. Regardless, this is the last week. But this last week had to have a first of the week. When you deal with 42 months, time times half a time, or 1,260 days, that's only 3.5 years of the full seven. A lot of people believe the Messiah fulfilled the first 3.5 years, which would not pan out. I want to read you something here. You go over to the book of Daniel, and you take this and you ponder on this. You study this. Daniel 9:26 talks about the desolation are determined. In the book of Daniel 9:27, let me get on down here to Matthew 24:15, talks about the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet. The Messiah talked about this. In the book of Mark 13:14, also talks about the same thing that Matthew did, about the abomination of desolation spoken by Daniel the prophet. Now, in the book of Daniel 7:8, talks about a mouth speaking great things. You need to study and find out who this little horn is. And you need to find out who this mouth speaking great things is. Because this is going to be very important for you to understand the coming of Yahweh. If this has already happened, it's over with. So you have nothing. All you got to do now is just wait for the coming of Yahweh. In other words, if you're going to spiritualize it away or say it's already been done away with by 325 A.D., then, if you're going to actually believe that, then all these verses has done happen. All these verses have told to happen. Book of Revelation's already happened. All but the coming of Yahweh. In the book of Daniel, 7:20 talks about a mouth that speaks very great things. In the book of 2 Thessalonians, Apostle Paul says this. He says, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Now, Apostle Paul wrote the book of Thessalonians before his death, and his death was roughly around 67 to 68 A.D. Now, to understand that, that means that Apostle Paul, when he wrote the book of Thessalonians, he was telling them, let no man deceive them. that the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Now, was he revealed and it's all over with, or is it something in the future? If you study this, you're going to find out that this revealing of the man of sin is never done until the middle of the 70th week of Daniel, or what you would call the last week, or the last 3.5 years of the seventh, or what we were talking about a while ago, 42 months, or 1,260 days, or what they would call time, times, and a half time, or a dividing of times. Now, 2 Thessalonians 2:4 also talks about who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, shewing himself that he is God. A lot of people believe that a man of sin will come in, and that this talk about the temple of God is talking about the physical body that we have, that somewhere he'll come in and sit in somebody's physical body. Well, if you study this, you'll find that if this is a natural temple, and this is in the end time, and this is the last 70th week of Daniel in the end time, then that means that Israel, over there in the Middle East, is going to wind up building a temple before it's over with. Do you know, if you teach anti-Semitic teaching, if you teach an anti-Semitic teaching against Israel, or against the Jews, let's set this away, a lot of people teaches that those Israeli people that's over there, you remember this, there's 12 tribes. I'm not talking about Manasseh and Ephraim, I'm just talking about the 12 tribes right now. Those 12 tribes all are Israelis. But each one of them comes from a different tribe. Just like Judah or Yehuda. Judah is where people want to call the Jews. And they will belittle those people that claims to be Jewish people over there in the land of Israel. And the reason why, see, an anti-Semitic teaching can't teach what I'm telling you. They can't believe that there's going to be a temple built in this end time, and that those Israelis that's going to do it over there, they're the only ones that's over there. I told a bunch of what you would call white supremacists, or what they call anti-Semitic people, one time. I said, listen, I said, you can kick against those Israelis over all you want to, but I said, you better get over there now, because they're fixing to do your job. They're going to build a temple in this end time. All I can say is sit back and watch. It's funny that right now they have already have got the headgear, the priest, robes, everything they need. They just don't have a temple. Matter of fact, I'm looking at a temple on a picture that I have that is supposed to be the exact one that they've already got drawn up and built a little model of over there in Jerusalem. What is so good about this? This is getting exciting. And the reason why is because we're really beginning to see some things, the word of Yahweh, beginning to take place. I said this on another broadcast last week. Not on this broadcast, but on a different broadcast that we have. I say this, not in a belittling way, but people are teaching that Obama is anti-Messiah. I'm not saying he is, I'm not saying he's not. I'm saying this. If he is, he's not going to be exposed until the last 3.5 years of Daniel's prophecy. People today are getting so blown out. See, the health care has nothing to do. What's going to expose the anti-Messiah is not a health care plan. but it's the one that makes a covenant with Israel for the first 3.5 or the first 7 years when he makes a strong covenant. That's what is going to show and identify the man of sin or the son of perdition. Now, if you begin to look at this and study this and search this out, people today have been taught the coming of Yahweh wrong so much, they've actually lost fear of it. They've actually lost fear. I don't know who the anti-Mashiach is. I'm afraid to say. I do know one thing. He's going to become an enemy to Israel. But he's going to make a strong covenant or strengthen a covenant. And if he's going to make it strong or strengthen them, that means that there's a covenant already in Israel. That means that over there in Israel, your timepiece and the kicking off and understanding the coming of Yahweh will not take place until the covenant has been strengthened or made strong. Once it does that, that's what kicks the 7 years off. I don't know if we'll have time tonight, but I can tell you right now, according to the prophecy of Daniel, it'll be a guilt just about, the Bible says we'll know not the day and hour, but you can get down to just a few weeks of knowing when Yahweh's coming back, or close to it. If you understand the prophecy of Daniel, matter of fact, the prophecy of Daniel just about gives you exact the time period of how long it will take them to build the temple. And then, when the man of sin comes in, it even shows that it takes 30 days for him to get it set up after he comes in and makes himself God, or makes himself Elohim. And he's going to be the one that's going to speak against the name of Yahweh. It's not going to be up against the name of Jesus, Jesus. He knows the name of God, the name of Yahweh. Now let me go on and read here. Revelation says, 13:5, talks about a mouth speaking great things and blasphemy. And power was given to him to continue 42 months. He doesn't start his blaspheming until the middle of Daniel's 70th week. It's not the health care plan that's going to let you know the man of sin. It's the one that makes a covenant with Israel, makes a strong covenant, strengthens the covenant, and that gets the 7 years, the last 70th week of Daniel, where it can take off. Because there's been a space, regardless of which way you believe this, you're going to have to believe there's a space of time. That's within the gap of 69 to 70. Unless you spiritualize it away. Revelations 13:6 talks about, and he opened his mouth, his mouth to blaspheme against God and to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. Daniel 8:10 talks about how he's going to wax great and how he's going to take the hosts and the stars to the ground and stomp upon them. You need to study up above and study this, read it up above and below it. And the Bible says in Daniel 8:11, and he shall magnify himself even to the prince of hosts. And by him, the daily sacrifice shall be taken away. And the place of his sanctuary shall be cast down. Now, a matter of fact, let me read 12 and 8 and 12 here of Daniel. It says, and a host was given unto him against the daily sacrifice, by the reason of transgression, and it cast down the truth to the ground, and it practiced and prospered. And you know what the word actually in Hebrew called the daily sacrifice is? What they call hatamid. And it's something continually, a continual. And if you'll read this, if there is a sacrifice, and this is at the last week of Daniel's prophecy, and this has not been done away with, then that means they're going to go back offering sacrifice in Israel. And they are. And they're going to do it with the temple. But they're not going to do it with the temple until the man of sin, or the son of perdition, or what you would call anti-Mashiach, comes in and makes a strong covenant. They may try to do some things, but there's something that's going to kick this last 7 years off, or what you would call the last 70th week of Daniel, off. And that's when that anti-Mashiach comes in, or he's known as anti-Mashiach, or anti-Messiah, or the son of perdition, who's going to oppose himself. Matter of fact, 8:13 of the book of Daniel talks about how the vision concerning the daily sacrifice and the transgression of desolation and both the sanctuary and the host be trodden underfoot. 8:14 talks about 2,300 days, then shall the sanctuary be cleansed. But it looks like that our time's just about come and gone. Now, let me tell you this. We've been told about the lunar Sabbath. The lunar Sabbath teaching could not take 30 days. I have asked for the last 3 weeks for anyone that's a lunar Sabbath teacher, please send me something that would disprove 30-day months. The prophecies that's over there are, that's in Daniel, that's in the book of Genesis. I'm not going to have time to get into it tonight. Not one done it. You can't do it. See, the lunar Sabbath teaching will not work on 30-day days. I've been doing some studying on some things, and we're going to get into it later on. We're going to get into calendars. But I want to go through the book of Daniel on this last day, because this is going to expose a lot of false teaching. But it looks like our time's come and gone. We teach that Saturday is still the Shabbat. We can't help it if they call it Saturday. But God will only bless one particular day. He didn't bless the whole week. He blessed one particular day. The moon don't have a particular day it comes in. We're going to deal with all this, but it looks like time's coming on. We have a CD called The Father's Name and Literature that was sent out along with it. We have a CD called The Father's Name, and we also have a CD called The True Oneness. Once you've heard the Father's Name, if you're interested, then we'll be glad to send you The True Oneness. And you can write Brother Jerry, 775 McDonald Road, Covington, Georgia, 30014, USA. That's Brother Jerry, 775 McDonald Road, Covington, Georgia, 30014, USA. Telephone number is 770-784-0703. That's 770-784-0703. We have a website, and if you go on this website, it will have a thing that says Lunar Sabbath Era Continues. If you'll go into that, it'll show you how the era of the Lunar Sabbath teaching and what they believe on the beginning of the creation. They do not believe in 7 years. No, seventh day Sabbath. I can tell you that right now. You may think they do, but they don't. But you can go in there. It's called YahwahMinistries.org. Spell Yahwah, YahwahWAH. That's YahwahWAH Ministries.org. You can write Brother Jerry, 775 McDonald Road, Covington, Georgia, 30014.